You're listening to the audio production of An Outlaw and a Lady, a memoir of music, life with Waylon, and the faith that brought me home by Jesse Coulter with David Ritz, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
For Waylon. Introduction. I never imagined writing a book about myself. It wasn't that I was unaware of leading an adventurous and exciting life. Adventure and excitement have been there since childhood. I've been privileged to be part of a cast of amazing characters. Everyone from Johnny Cash to George Jones to Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson, larger-than-life individuals of wondrous charm, humor, intelligence, and spirit. But until now, I lacked that certain something that allowed me to say, I've got a story I need to tell. Maybe that's because for 33 years I was married to Waylon Jennings, whose story overwhelmed nearly everyone around him. I don't say that begrudgingly. I say it lovingly. Those were the best 33 years of my life, a time when I was more than happy to allow Waylon to take the lead as chief storyteller. When it came to telling stories, Waylon was a master. In 1996, 6 years before crossing over to the other side of time, Waylon wrote his own autobiography with our dear friend Lenny Kaye. A fully realized portrait that captures all his energy and honesty. I was convinced that book, dedicated to me, relayed everything that needed to be said about Waylon and our loving relationship. My ego, such as it is, required no more attention. But then things began shifting when I received a call from David Ritz, who, having recently completed Willie Nelson's autobiography, It's a Long Story,